This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, June 1st, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we talk to the group from United in Christ. You know, I can ask the Deacon Labaka to pronounce the name properly, because this is their third time here with me, right? And I plan to challenge them again to explain who they are, because this group is in the Bahamas, right? And they have a movement of Bahamian young men and women joining them in droves. And I'm trying to say, what's so special about this organization? Why are these people curious? Because I see them on the side of the road now. I see them on the side of the road with their purple shirt, and I say, oh boy, these Americans coming to invade us again. Surely these are Americans trying to put their, I think, put this, what word? Religion on us.
No, it's not religion.
I get to you, Deacon. That's Deacon religion, Labaka Israel, who's speaking right there.
Yes.
And Deacon is on the Heraki, so I can make sure he explain what that is and his position. But I want to, you just tell me again the correct name for your group, and then I'm going to ask you a subsequent question when you answer that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I also want to thank you, sir, for inviting us again for another show. Then we are Israel United in Christ. Our headquarters is in New York. Our founder is Bishop Netanyahu. Our founder is Bishop Netanyahu. 2003, we were established in New York as our headquarters. Then we've been to Africa. We cover almost all the U.S. base. Then by the Spirit of Most High God, we will continue preaching this gospel throughout the world. Your brothers and sisters, join us for this mission, because our people have been destroyed throughout the Caribbean, throughout the world. Our job is to bring you back to your common sense, as the scriptures is said.
And thank you very much for that. And get the right name now, Israel United in Christ.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know you as Hebrew Israelites.
Yes, sir.
And I was told that you're Israelites, not necessarily Israelite. Hebrew Israelites. But I think there's two or three different factions of you all. One that is not supported by Bishop is Nathaniel. I want to know is there two different groups, or is one group and all these other Hebrew Israelites is just one come under the bishop?
We one group.
You one group?
Yeah, Israel United in Christ is one group.
Okay.
Then so, they got all the branch of Israelite, which we're not a part of.
And the reason why I ask that, right, Bahamians are not necessarily familiar with the organization.
Okay,
right, yeah. We see the purple shirts. We go on YouTube and see men marching, mm-hmm, right?
Yes.
And you said, hey, that's the Hebrew Israelites. And then you realize, hey, that's not the one that's in the Bahamas. That's not the one with Bishop Nathaniel. And so I want to know that, yes, there are different branches, but it's not necessarily you. So, okay. So and you are officially the United in Christ. Hebrew
United. Israel United in Christ.
I got to make sure I get that name.
Now, don't worry. Before we get out of here, you're going
to... I can remember all of that, right?
Oh, please.
Now, the last time you were here...
Yes, sir.
The bishop... No, okay.
The
you
captain.
Were hired at the captain.
Yeah, you did. So, forgive
me. The captain was here. And yes. I want you to tell me the hierarchy so I can know where the captain stands. Because I thought the captain was in charge of the branch here in Nassau. Yeah. And I understand that you are slightly above the captain. So I want to know the branches so I can speak to you and reverence you in that position too.
Yeah, you have the bishop.
The bishop.
All right, you have the deacons.
Oh, so you're right underneath the deacon. I mean, under the bishop.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Then under us is the captains.
Okay.
Under us, we have officers of wing, different type of wing.
Mm-hmm.
Then under there, you have the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
That's how their wing go.
Okay. So as a deacon,
yes, sir.
Under the bishop.
Yes, sir.
How many deacons are there? Because you're all over the world now, all over the United States, the Africans, a couple of Caribbean nations. Are you a deacon in charge of like a region?
No, we deacons with S, a bunch of deacons.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, three bishops. A bunch of captains. A bunch of officers.
Okay.
You understand? That's how it works.
Okay. And I appreciate that. But repeat that one more time. There's one bishop.
No, three bishops.
Three bishops. Go ahead.
A bunch of deacons.
A whole heap of deacons.
Yeah, you can say seven and up.
Okay.
All right. Then you have captains. Captain can be 20 and up.
Yes.
Okay. Meaning people. Okay. All right. Then you have officers. Can be thousands of officers.
Okay. And again, history-wise, you said you were established in New York. When did this happen? To say, yeah. The bishop had an epiphany. Bishop Nathaniel had an epiphany. Yes. And where he's going to galvanize his people
and
save them, right?
Yes, sir.
When did he have this epiphany to say, hey, I'm going to seek out Israel? 2003.
Yes.
So your movement,
yes,
I'm trying to get the right word because I know it's not a religion, mm-hmm, has been around from 2003.
Yes, sir.
And from there it has been growing and moving throughout the United States and, of course, the Caribbean and, of course, Africa.
Yeah, 20 years now deep.
20 years deep already?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay. And I know that you have scripture to back all of these things, and I know you're a Bible-based religion.
Yes, sir.
But I appreciate that you're taking the time to explain certain things to me so the general public can understand you all as individuals and as black people, right?
Yes, sir.
Your movement, and I'm going to use that word unless you correct me with a better, right? Seems to be full of black people.
Oh, no, that's not true at all. When you say black people,
I mean dark-skinned people from Africa.
Yeah, you can be brown-skinned people. Yeah, we got light-skinned people. We got people that look like a white man. You understand? So we cannot base it on black is a black religion. You understand? When you heard people talk like that, it's because they don't know better. Mm-hmm. Because we are mixed race. You understand? That's what we are. Israel is a mixed race, meaning that we've been captured under many nations, meaning that the Syrian, you understand? We was captured under the Syrian. Babylon. Meeting the Persian. Then we was kept under the Greeks. We was kept under Rome. You understand? Which is the from the Greeks. Rome, they all was European. You understand? Mm-hmm. So imagine they sleep with our sisters. Imagine our men sleeping with their white woman. You understand? All these things, we cannot base it on the color base. We have to base it on the seed of Jacob. The seed of Jacob, which is 12 tribes. Let's read it so you may understand it quite quick.
Go ahead. I'll let you read there. I mean, this is using the Hebrew Bible.
Yeah, that's the 1611.
Okay.
Yeah, King James.
King James Bible, okay.
Yeah. We want brothers and sisters, please get your Bible, please get your pen. Please, one more thing that I acknowledge this, since I've been teaching this truth. A lot of our people get in their emotions sometimes. You got to put that on the side, deal with more reason. That's what we're about. We're dealing with reason. Then we don't speak our own words. We're going to bring the word of God to you. It's up to you if you're going to listen or not. Go ahead.
The book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 18. And they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. And they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers.
You understand? So it's the father line. It's not a woman line. You see me how so-called white Jews saying that they're coming from the woman. We don't operate like that because the scripture said your nation start with who? A man. The seed of a man.
So let me ask you a question there.
Go ahead.
I know who Jews are. Mm-hmm. I know where the Jews live. They live in Israel and they're scattered around
Jewish.
The world. Okay, sure I can let you get to that. Yeah. I can let you get to that. Right? Then all of a sudden, y'all spring out of no place in 2013 and won't claim
2003.
Sorry. 2003.
That, because right? We was there before that.
And you won't claim this Jewishness or this Jewness, yes, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll say, how you could take other people's religion? How you could just claim it? And how can you say you're the chosen people and you just come out in 2003 where these people are saying that, these people, the Jewish people, like you said, are saying they've been around for centuries?
Yeah, remember, through our captivity, meaning slavery, they teach us a lot of doctrine. That's what we came out now to show in your, according to the scripture, who are the true Jews, who are the converted Jews. That's a big difference. There's a real Jew, there is a convert Jews, because they were converted while we was in Rome. You understand? So now we're going to prove all that according to the scripture. But we are the true Jews, according to the scripture. All right? Let's go.
The book of Revelations, chapter 2, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, mm-hmm, but thou art rich.
All right, this is Christ talking to the Israelite. Go ahead.
And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not.
Okay, Christ said he know the blasphemy of them The word blasphemy means lies. They lie. They say they are Jews. They are not. But if you was born Jews, how could Christ say that to you? That would not make sense, would it? Would it make sense?
That would not make sense.
So there's a group of people that are going to come out here and say they are Jews, but the Bible say they are not. Now let's see the color of the Jews.
So were you saying that there are people perpetrating Judaism?
Judaism, which is not the real Jew. So let's let the Bible speak, because sometimes people can get caught up in your own words. Let's let the Bible speak it.
Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse 2.
All right.
Judah mourneth,
uh-huh,
and the gates thereof languish.
Uh-huh.
They are black unto the ground.
No, what color is the Jews?
They are black unto the ground.
So the Jewish, the so-called Jewish we know today, are they black or they are European?
Let's investigate that.
Okay.
Stop
for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to let you. I'm going to let
you. Ask. Let's investigate.
I'm going to let you speak for a minute.
Yes,
now we learn about the word Jew, short word for Judah. Mm-hmm. Now we learn about the tribe of Judah. They are black, mm-hmm, into the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to go to the next scripture. Go ahead. Because we have to do it precept upon precept to give the people their understanding.
Okay,
because
go ahead.
If we just take one scripture, we manipulate it. You might think we manipulate this scripture.
I find that y'all jump through the Bible a lot.
You don't
stick to one chapter to get me to like absorb it. When I start absorbing it, you just go all the way to East Street and then go Market Street.
Yeah, you want to know why?
Go ahead.
Now let's get why we jump here and there. Isaiah 28. Let's see why. Because we got to understand that throughout our captivity, some people telling us how to read the Bible. But the Bible going to explain to you how to read it. God going to explain to you how to read the Bible.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Mm-hmm.
Them that are weaned from the milk,
uh-huh,
and drawn from the breast.
Go ahead.
For precept must be upon precept.
That's what we're doing. Mm. Precept upon precept. We go to one verse, then we jump to another verse. That's what precept means. That means laws upon laws. That means there is no confusion going through that.
In the Bahamas, we call it cut and pasting. But I understand. Precept.
No. You can meditate on it. Everything we're going to give it to your guys today, y'all can pound on it.
Like,
we're going to make sure today we cast out a lot of demon in our people.
There you go.
Well, that's our job. Trust me. Go ahead.
Good morning. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little.
You see it, sir? Mm-hmm. Here a little, mm-hmm, there a little. Mm-hmm. Now, how do we do that? We go to John. We might jump to Matthew, or we might jump to Exodus, or we might jump to Jeremiah. That's precept upon precept.
What would you say to people who say you're militant? You're all an angry group. I Googled you before, right? I'm Bishop Nathaniel. He's on some kind of list in the United States,
mm-hmm,
right? And forgive me for this. As you know, I'm learning.
I understand what you said.
They call him a hate group.
Okay.
They say Bishop Nathaniel is a hater.
Yeah.
What do you say about people that say, man,
I understand what you said.
Is a hateful man. But he don't like white people.
Yeah, which of our people that stand for our people that did not say that about them? They say that about Dr. King.
Mm-hmm.
They say that about Marco Garvey. They say that about all these great leaders that we have. They always say they hate people. So what makes Bishop Nathaniel different? Anytime you come to deliver your people out of the hand of the captivity, those that hold us in slavery, they always have a title for us. But that's nothing new. So what you think they say about Christ? They say the Pharisee hate Christ.
Deacon, I can give you that. But just for my entertainment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What color you see the Christ as?
Oh, no, let's. I'm glad you asked that question.
Is a biblical word verse for that too?
No, I'm gonna read it for you.
You're trying to say that my Christ ain't light skinned? That's what you're trying to say?
I'm going to share with you.
You're going to share it with me?
I'm going to share that with you. Not only with you, but with your viewer. I'm going to share it with you. Because we have to understand what's going on in this world today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then when we understand what's going on today, then we're going to understand what the scripture trying to let us see and with our spiritual eyes. Because we have to look at scripture with a spiritual eyes. And we have to hear the scripture with a spiritual ears. Go ahead.
The book of Revelation, chapter 1. Verse 14.
Yeah, let's see what is our Lord and Savior look like, our King of Kings.
His head and his hairs were white like wool.
He got woolly hair. Damn, I thought the one that been showing us, that got straight hair. That's straight one. Go ahead.
As white as snow.
As white as snow. Then who have woolly hair? Which nation who got woolly hair? We are a people that have woolly hair. Go ahead.
I go on quiet. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You can do your do.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Because he drank a lot of wine. Go ahead.
Oh, hold on.
Not drunk, though.
Oh, hold on.
Always understand
hold
that.
Hold on. I know some Rastas who have red eyes. And no, he ain't from drinking.
No, I'm going to show you.
I'm just saying you can say he drinks.
No, I'm going to show you the prophecy.
I'm just trying to say he could get red eyes from other things.
No, I'm going to show you the prophecy so you understand. No,
okay, I listen to man.
The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 12.
Uh-huh.
His eyes shall be red with wine.
That's what the scripture said. When we look at Christ, his eyes going to be red because we understand that
his
first miracle was what?
Deacon.
He make water turn to wine.
Deacon, you know you jumped for me. Who eyes is red with wine? You need to read. That's half of the scripture. I need to hold this,
verse. We showing you the prophecy and what we just read
but
in Genesis.
Read the line before that
go ahead.
Appreciate what you're saying.
Go ahead.
Read verse 10. Verse 10. Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver between his feet until Shiloh come.
Yeah, man. Who you know as Shiloh in the scripture? Christ, they call him Shiloh. Am I right or wrong?
I listen.
Okay, go ahead.
And unto him,
Shiloh,
shall the gathering of the people be.
That means that people are going to gather under Christ. The 12 tribe going to gather under Christ. Go ahead.
Binding his foal unto the vine,
and
his ass's coat unto the choice vine.
Mm-hmm.
He washed his garments in wine and his clothes in the blood of grapes.
So now you have to understand who we're talking about. Christ was calling Shiloh. Okay. Now we're going to jump to the verse.
His eyes shall be red with wine.
His eyes shall be red with wine. Go ahead.
And his teeth white with milk.
Okay, now we're going to go to the prophecy now in Revelation. Go ahead, so we may understand why his eyes was red. Because the prophecy said he was going to be what? With wine. Wine, wine. Let's get the word right. Wine. Go ahead.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow.
Go ahead.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Go ahead.
And his feet.
Now he's talking about his feet because the color of your face is the same color as your feet. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, man.
Okay, go ahead.
And his feet like unto fine brass.
Oh, into a fine brass. But the color we know him as, that don't look like brass. The color they give to us don't look like a brass color. Now come on. Come on.
And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace.
You see that? That didn't stop by just the brass alone. They said that if like you throw a brass in the fire, what color it become? Darker than you, sir.
As few people get darker than me.
Yeah, you see how beautiful you look?
I know I have a good complexion.
Yeah, you see how beautiful you look? But yeah, Christ looked just like you.
And Deacon, your religion sounds very Africanish. And you told me it's not an African religion, right? Part of what you're saying, Rastafari chant, right?
Because
and I'm trying to say, how is it that you are saying that you're the chosen people when persons who embrace Rastafari would say they are the chosen people and they cite the same scripture?
Okay, we're going to show you there is a big difference between the Israelite and the Egyptian. We're going to show it to you so you may understand that.
So the Israelite is not Egyptian?
Then we're not Egyptian. So when you know that, then you're going to know that we cannot push African stuff. We have to push Israelite stuff because we are the chosen people of God. We have to turn back to the true laws, statutes, and commandments. That's why we're in Bahamas, sir. So just to open the eyes of the people.
You find your scripture? You all have this Bible thumb up. So that's how you can find these things so quickly.
We quick. We got you.
Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue.
Come on.
Against man or beast, that ye may know how the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel.
You see the big difference, sir? God said the nation, the Egyptian nation, is different than the Israelite nation. But now, because we've been in many captivity now, we worship the African now. We want to be the African. Not knowing that, I mean, this doctrine, we learned it in captivity. We was under the Egyptians. Philosophy. Same way today, your guys under the British philosophy. You understand? It's the same thing. There's nothing changed.
There are people who would say, oh no, and you actually said that you are not a religion.
No, we're not a religion.
So how do you worship God?
Yeah, let's get there in Deuteronomy 28.
And if it's just a way of life.
No, I'm going to show you what Moses said to us.
Okay.
Listen to what Moses said. Yeah, get it to the
Deuteronomy. Was Moses black too?
Yeah, Moses is black.
Everyone in this Bible you saying is black. I noticing. I'm noticing a trend with you, Deacon. You're saying everyone black. I noticing.
Okay, let me show you something. You ask too many questions at
once.
I'm going to show you something about the great father in Christ. What did he look like?
Go ahead.
All right? Let's get wisdom of son of Solomon. Then we're going to go right back there. Deuteronomy 28. We're going to go right back there.
Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
I am black.
What color was Solomon?
I am black.
Now, I thought that when we see Solomon in movies, a white man.
Solomon said that.
I am black.
What scripture that is again?
Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5.
It's the same Bible you have all your life. It's the same Bible I have all my life.
You know,
now we start to read it with understanding.
I'm sure that you cut and pasted and I ain't seen that. Go ahead.
Can you give him that Bible? Let him read
it. No, I got to read my question.
I want you to read it. I know you do, but you seem surprised. So we want you to read it with us.
Because I believe y'all changed the Bible, and you're trying to trick me.
Can you write it down?
Not the scriptures. I can write it down.
You write it down?
Okay,
let him read it.
What part did we change?
Yeah, that was a good one, man. That was a good one you pulled.
You're trying to change Solomon color on me.
Okay, you can read it for yourself. Every one of you, get that verse. Let's read it for yourself.
Can you read it for us, sir?
No, you do that. No.
Your audience would like for you to read.
Yes, your word will be convinced to the people. Go ahead, my brother.
No, man, you finish. You finish. I'm reading it.
Can you read it?
No, let me take a picture. No, you have a whole reader. Let me take a picture.
Now, because come on.
Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5.
Uh-huh.
I am black, but comely,
mm-hmm.
O ye daughters of Jerusalem.
So what color was Solomon, officer?
Black.
What color was Solomon, sir?
See, I think I asked you this, Deacon.
But did you read it?
Yeah, I read it. That's why I didn't
put it. Can you please answer the question?
I see.
Don't go left. Don't go right.
You
just answer the question.
You're trying to manipulate my words.
Sir, yes or no? Was he black?
I believe.
Did you read it? It was black, sir.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. Black. And hold
on. Okay. Wait till the more side, man. All right,
yes. We're going to move on.
What I want to ask, I see if I have a caller here, and I can pass this caller through who wants to engage you, right?
Yeah, up with the
most. What I want to know now. How does white people fit into this? Surely God made them too, right? Yes. Or are you trying to say that he made all these Asians and then Europeans, mm-hmm. and these other people? However, we were a special set of people. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, we're going to help you. Yeah, you've been colonized under the white man, right? He tell you that God love everyone, right? So we're going to read scripture to prove otherwise. So you may know, are you going to believe what white folks tell you or what God is telling you? That's how you're going to discern today. Because either you're about God or you're just a liar.
Surely
just like
God doesn't care about color.
No, you're going to see it. You're going to see it. It's in the Bible.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 13.
Because people said God is father of us all. Let's see what God said.
Romans, chapter 9, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
As it is written, Jacob have I loved,
mm-hmm.
but Esau have I hated.
Damn, God hit? I thought that said God don't hit no one.
But wow. Esau have I hated.
Who is Esau?
Hello, Jacob, brother.
Let's see who is Esau.
That ain't Jacob, brother.
No, you're going to find out the difference between Esau and Jacob. You're going to see God put a difference.
And there's twins, though.
Yeah, they
come from the same womb, so they're the same color.
Yeah, they were twins. You're going to find something about them, though.
Okay.
The book of Genesis, chapter 25, when we start beginning 21.
Yeah, listen.
And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife,
mm-hmm.
because she was barren.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord was entreated of him.
Mm-hmm.
And Rebekah, his wife, conceived.
Mm-hmm.
And the children struggled together within her.
Inside the womb, there was struggle together.
And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went in to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb.
That's why they're fighting in the womb. Because two nations, two separate people is inside that womb. Go ahead.
And two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels.
You see that? God gonna separate both of them. Go ahead.
And the one people shall be stronger than the other people.
He said one of their son gonna be stronger than the other son. Go ahead.
And the elder shall serve the younger.
Okay, the elder was Esau, right? The younger was our father Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
But the prophecy said the white man gonna serve us one day. And forever. Go ahead.
And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb.
There were twins, like you said. Go ahead.
And the first came out red.
The first came out with red. Red.
Like the red eyes.
Yeah, you see the white man when he's seated in the water here. You see how red he get? So a black man don't turn red.
No.
Go ahead.
And the first came out red all over like in hairy garment.
Then you notice the white man is full of hair. He said, the Lord explained it to us what he's going to look like, what his children going to look like to generation. Go ahead.
And they called his name Esau.
The white man's name is Esau. His biblical name is Esau. It's not white because when I'm looking at a piece of paper that is white, it's far away from looking like a white man. But he picked the white to show you that he pure. He better than you. No, today we're going to prove that the white man is not better than us. We are the chosen people of the Most High.
Let me pastor call it through so they can engage you. Producer, pastor call it through. I have a text here while she pastor call it through. Say, yes, yes, yes. They jump. Turn on your radio, caller. Turn on your radio. You can still there. Hold on. Call, turn the radio. I can still hear me.
Okay,
just turn it down. Just turn it down so I can read this text. 1 minute for me. Say,
yeah, I'm only there just talking away some time with you,
Bremen. Bremen. 1 minute for me. I want to read this text and then you can jump in and read.
Okay.
Say your questions right there, okay? So, yesterday they jump through the Bible just like the regular pastors, except they add a little twist for black people. The Bible is not an actual history book. There are no dates in the book. Use reason, not emotion, and bias the egg. Encyclopedia has dates for a reason. It is actual a history book. The Bible is not. I think that's a Hebrew Israelite you had. Text me. But I didn't let that slide. Go ahead, Bremen.
Yeah, no, remember. Yeah. Remember.
Go
remember,
ahead. Go ahead.
Remember, you just read a statement to us,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Let's see if this statement is true or false.
Yes.
According to the Bible. Then we're going to let him speak. Yes. Go ahead.
This is the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus
mm-hmm.
that all the world should be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
And this taxing was made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. Those are dates. Caesar Augustus.
Those are dates. Those are dates. The Caesars was who? The Romans.
Mm-hmm.
So those are dates. If you believe in their captivity, the woman was in power just like Africa was, just like the Egyptian was. So you say there is no predate, but we just read about the empire they call the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. We just read about a Caesar.
Now we got Egypt.
Go ahead.
Let me go, Bremen.
The book of Exodus, chapter 1.
Hold on, brother. Let the Bible speak. We've been doing a lot of talking. Let the Bible speak.
Exodus, chapter 1, verse 8. Now there arose a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we.
Mm-hmm.
Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass, when there falleth out any war, they also join unto our enemies and fight against us, so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh
mm-hmm.
treasure cities,
mm-hmm.
Pithom and Ramses.
But I thought that there's no predict.
That's in the Valley Bible. Of the Kings.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Interested.
Go ahead, Bremen. Ask your question.
What I want to say, right? I have a question for the gentleman. Now, the Bible has eightly meaning, eightly interpretation with spiritual meanings.
Yeah. Can you please give us scripture while you talk? We can read it for you. Because if you're just talking without scriptures.
Something pertaining to what you said.
Yes. Just
you said
scriptures.
We... the British philosophy, right?
Yeah, that's what you're under, the British philosophy,
yeah, good.
Which you get independent in 1973. You're still under the ruler of the British, in case you're confused.
The thing is, right, you are reading the British Bible to 7-Eleven.
That don't make no sense.
You don't believe you're reading the British Bible, dying King James?
That don't make no sense.
So who Bible?
Okay, King James. King James was a black man. How the hell we read it?
King James black?
Yeah, oh, you didn't know that? Oh, you guys don't know these things?
King James get black?
Oh, we're in the right place then. We're in the right place, Obin.
Mind you, I see on YouTube that y'all conjure up a whole picture of a black man and say that's
King James. No, that's King James.
But King James is a white man.
No, man, that's what they tell you. But history showed you King James is a black man.
Read about King James.
But all you have to do, you know what's wrong with our people.
Man, the phone laying up, deacon.
No, hold on.
Go ahead.
You know what's wrong with our people? I want you to read Revelation 1 and 3. That's what's wrong with our people.
Look for that. Let me go to the next caller. Pass the next caller through.
Yes, we did for our people.
The book of Revelation, chapter 1.
Hold on, caller. Go ahead.
The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is he that readeth.
We have a problem today in this modern day, with Google and AI, we can find so much information. Why are people still in the dark? How the hell are you going to say King James is a white man? Then that knowledge is out there. It's because we despise to read.
You need to tell me how King James got black.
All you have to do is Google it.
Hey, King James was the last Moor of Scotland.
In Scotland, man.
King James, or James the Sixth, or also known as James the First, was the last black ruler in the Scotland area. He also
but I know
England.
They had Moors in Scotland, but I ain't know nothing about King James, being a Moor.
The person who said that King James was a white man, the person that said that King James was a homosexual, the person that said King James was molesting, was a man named Sir Anthony Weldon. He made a book called The Court and Character of King James several years after King James died.
What about the Book of Demonology with King James, right?
We didn't have the Book of Demonology with the demons?
He just tell you where that thing came from.
So one part is true and the next part is false. He do the Bible, but he ain't write the Book of Demons.
But let me show you something. That's why your guys don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to King James, right? Mm-hmm. There were scholars.
Mm-hmm.
There were Hebrew scholars that put together to write the Bible. They were not regular people. Mm-hmm. I hope you understand that. Okay. King James got the greatest scholar in his time to he wrote the Bible.
But you know they had all kind of Bibles before.
Let's read that.
No, but I gotta get the text up because I go ahead to the corner.
No, we have to read that.
I can let you read it. I can let you read it.
You want this before the next one. Trust me, you want this.
Go ahead.
King, this is the Bible Dictionary, Compact Bible Dictionary.
Who write that Bible, by the way? I show some white people write
focus,
that
to you. Focus,
no,
black man.
No, I just said
black
that.
Black man, focus.
That's
focus.
A white people write that and you're going to read it and say that's
Let's
your
focus.
Text. But go ahead.
King James Version. When Elizabeth died in 1603,
Webster.
The crown passed to James the First, who had been king of Scotland for 17 years as James the Sixth. Several months after he ascended the throne of England, he authorized a new translation of the Bible to replace the Bishop's Bible. 47 of the best Hebrew and Greek scholars of the day.
Read it again, brother.
47 of the best Hebrew and Greek scholars of the day were divided into six groups.
Mm-hmm.
Three for the Old Testament, two for the New, and one for the Apocrypha. Two of the groups met at Oxford, two at Cambridge, two at Westminster. When a group completed...
Who write that? I sure that Hebrew Israelites wrote that. No, I'm sure that's your book.
No, it was all black people at Westminster.
Who wrote that?
Who's the publisher
for that book?
This? The Zondervan Compact Bible Dictionary.
Yeah, but who that is? That's Hebrew Israelites, right? That's yours.
No, the white man wrote this.
And he said Hebrew and Jews, I mean Hebrews and Greeks, right? Explain
those were the languages that they spoke.
Let me speak to Carlos. Carlos, Patrick Carlos Drew. And we go back to you, Deacon. Carlos. Let's go, producer Patrick. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller? No?
Yes, sir. You on?
No caller yet at all? Caller, girl, once. Hang up. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Turn on your radio and go ahead and address the DJ.
Sorry about that, my brother. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
You hear me now?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, now, I want to ask your guest a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
You asked him if Moses was a black man?
Yes.
Yeah, the Bible says Moses was a black man.
No, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, show me.
No,
in the Bible.
No,
you because you
talking,
said
no,
you have
talking.
To show me in the Bible.
Excuse me, sir. The Bible said that Moses married the Ethiopian woman, which is a black woman. His sister, Miriam, got mad because her brother married a Negro woman. Moses was not black.
Okay.
Come on, man. Read.
Okay. We're going to prove to you what you just say. You just lied to the
much.
Viewer.
Thank you very much, Colin.
You just lied to the viewer. We're going to prove to you that the things you just pray out your mouth, you strictly lied to the viewer here. Let's read it in the Bible.
The book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 16. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled their troughs with water for their father's flock.
Mm-hmm.
And the shepherds came and drove them away.
Mm-hmm.
But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, how is it that ye are come so soon today? And they said, an Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds.
So Moses was an Israelite. How the hell he passed out to be an Egyptian? The Egyptian people are black people. You see what I'm saying to you? That means a lot of things y'all be talking about, Y'all get it from, I don't know where their mindset come from, but don't lie. Don't lie. Come with the fact, because that's what we came out with. We come out to tell you the truth according to the scripture. But if you don't know what you're talking about, don't call this line, bro. Don't do, not do it, Deacon, because you're gonna be confounded in the scripture.
I have another person who want to engage
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, please.
Go ahead, producer, Pastor Mitchell. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, Mr. New, and good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
Now, firstly, I agree with your guest, Mr. Nui. But the thing is, he's using the scripture, but I can simplify it, make it very simple. In the Bible, it says, I am the Lord thy God. I come out of the land out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
That is in the Bible. Mm-hmm. It also says, firstly, the early, I want to know if he's aware that the early King James versions had the Apocrypha in it, and then the Catholic Church
that's
is the one
we
that
have.
Mm-hmm. Made their endeavors to get rid of the Apocrypha. And so some of those books were written by the apostles that actually walked with Yeshua as he was here on earth. And so we have never been given the full story because all of the books that they call hidden were actually forbidden and shrouded in secrecy by the papacy.
Mm-hmm.
But I
want
to get on with
what's
in the Songs of Songs.
Let them know what you're looking at, Mr.
Song of Solomon, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I am, hold on. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead. We listen.
I am black. He said, I am black, but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look upon me. Because I am black. No, look not upon me, because I am black.
Yep.
Because the sun has looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. But what I'm saying is, in other words, it's the sun belt. So we know that they were black. And there are many instances in the Bible that prove their blackness.
Yes.
But everybody came out of everything, and everybody came out of Africa. It's only climate biology. But I agree with the brother in the obfuscation of the black history. And so Semites would not be black. This is why they were always interested in miscegenating to create colorism, which then you love classism.
Yeah, that Shemite are black.
Okay.
That's yeah, quick. You're just the line we come from.
Let's go quickly to the next call. Yeah. Pastor Caller, tricky true. So we go back to the...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, caller. I go right back to you, Deacon.
Good morning, CA.
Good morning. Make it quick so I can answer you.
I have a quick question. Anyone in the studio is of Jewish descent?
Yeah, we are from the Jewish descent. The 12 tribes.
You've done a DNA test and you are okay.
Not Jewish.
Jewish
descent, not Jewish.
Yes.
Jewish was made up by the white folks who steal your identity.
The white man did a lot of evil when they came to this part of the world and conquered this part of the world, breaking 11 of the 10 commandments that were in their Bible that was written by the white man. How do you get a white Jesus from Africa? Anyway, I am of the Jew descent.
I've done
a DNA test, but I'm a light-skinned African.
Okay, what tribe are you from?
When I see you, because I'm heading to the studio, we'll go into that in the interest of time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to explain to the people, how did a...
Yeah, you still didn't answer my question. I asked you what tribe you're from.
I was in the middle of asking. We don't do questions with questions. I was in the middle of asking.
No, I just asked you, you're saying that you're a Jew. I said, what tribe you from? That's inside the conversation.
Okay. May I finish before I answer your question?
You have to answer that first before you can continue. I just asked you a question.
I was asking a question. You cut me off. That's rude.
Saying that you are the Jews. So I said, what tribe you from? That's in the side of the conversation, sir.
I don't know what tribe. I just know the 23.
Oh, you don't know what tribe you from then, brother.
So you don't want a dialogue.
Did your forefathers and foremothers come over here on slave ships?
I can show you what part of Africa the pin landed with the DNA test.
Did they come on slave ships?
So what we'll do...
I wanted to ask you, before you interrupted,
go ahead.
How did a scripture written in North Africa end up in Rome, cantonized, and then in England, written in a book by a white man? Would we not have lost everything in translation?
No, because the Lord said this. Yeah, let's read it in Isaiah right quick. The Lord said this. With another tongue, he will speak to his people. Translation don't mean nothing, sir, because the Lord already prophesied what will happen. Let's read it for the viewer.
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11. For with stammering lips and another tongue...
Nah, brother, with one tongue. Many tongues, meaning that the Haitian people who speak French today, God gonna make sure he reach out to them. The people in Bahamas that speak the language today, God gonna make sure he reach out to them. The people in Spain that you're kidnapped and robbed, you guess what? God gonna make sure they understand the gospel in the Spanish tongue. That's why you guys have to understand. You coming against the prophet of God. We've been in scriptures. We've been in the Bible. So with all your speech, make sure you stick to the Bible. Bring verse who can claim what you said. That's what make us different than you. We speak Bible.
Go ahead. There's a commercial coming on now, so I can patch that commercial through. And when I come back, I want to ask you about empowerment. How are you empowering black people or people in this tribe of Judah? Because I know it's not a religion, it's a way of life. So what are you doing to help us?
Yes.
Anyway, this is Guardian Radio AM. I got to bring you all back in. But anyway, this is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I have the United in Christ Hebrew Israelites with me. And they're trying to convince me. They're trying to convince me that they're the chosen people. I say, man, sometimes y'all just sound angry, man. But I can listen.
Yes, listening. Yes, sir.
Anyway, we'll be right back.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I have the Israel United in Christ organization with me, right? They said they're the chosen people. They said they are the true Jews.
Yes, sir.
And they're not Jewish.
Yes,
they claim that people claim they take their birthright and they are actually going forth and teaching all nations and trying to baptize them in the name of the Father. And I'm saying, hey, you need to convince me. They trying to tell me King James Black, and I said, no, that's a Conky Joe man. I know him. And then they bring in all kind of books for me to read, and I say, I know. But I can give them the time and let them do the explaining. They have another Bible verse they want to read to me. So let them go.
Yeah, listen to this. Yeah, we want your brothers and sisters in Bahamas to understand that you are the real Jew. That so-called white man who claim himself to be Jew, he's still your identity. But he still cannot prove that he are a Jew. But they will spend $1 billion to keep us in the dark, though. But they are the true Jews. But let the Bible speak. What Moses said in Deuteronomy 28, that will happen to us as a people.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
So I thought we are equal. I thought God created all of us equal. Mm. Why God is telling the children of Israel he's going to set them above all people that set up on the planet earth?
So you believe your group has been set above all other people or there's good things or good times coming?
No, God said we are better than all people. You are better than all people. Because believe it or not, you are an Israelite. You are better than your oppressor.
I Igbo.
You understand? Then you're going to find out that Igbo are Israelite.
Let me just call it because I want you to...
One more verse.
Go ahead, one more verse.
Verse 15.
Because Moses said, if we obey the commandment, God going to put us above all nation, right? But it's also a downfall to them. Pay attention.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
That means if you choose not to do what God said. Go ahead.
To observe and to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
Now, look. Let's look at Bahamas, for example. That's easy to find an Israelite because we know that their sign going to be curses. Israel going to be cursed to last day. That's how we find you. Because we know that in Bahamas, you were just about to celebrate Independence Day, right? 1973, the British give you a little freedom. Their claim is freedom, right? But the British still earn the banks. The right. British still set your government up. How the hell you got independent from the British? Unless you just clueless to history. Because guess what? God is telling you, turn back to him. He's going to give you deliverance from those who oppress you. Because these nations been oppressing us all these years. The British, the white men, every one of them been oppressing us as a people. When are we going to wake up and turn back to the true God and keep his commandment and live? That's what Moses wanted us. Now we're in the bottom. We want to follow all that religion the world has given us. It's time for us to wake up, family. It's time for us to wake up. Go ahead, brother.
Let me get Patrick's caller through quickly. Producer Patrick, caller through quickly, please. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call again once. Call again twice. Call, hang up. Go to the next one for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Good. So I want to know how you're empowering
the people.
The people.
Yes.
Because I hear your group, but I don't see worship. How do you worship God? Mm-hmm. And I want to know, how do you make us a nation that is moving forward and accomplishing things?
All right. In Exodus 20, God said he give us a Sabbath, right? Mm-hmm. Now let's go.
Let's see. Let's see what's going on. Remember, I have 2 minutes, God? So I need to bring you back.
How do we serve God?
The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Remember what God said.
That's all I
got
to do?
No, I got you. Mm-hmm. God said, remember the Sabbath day. That's going to be a time you're going to not remember. That's why I say remember the Sabbath day. Because now we in Bahamas, we worship God on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But when God give us Sabbath day, so that's why I say remember.
Anything else?
Go ahead.
The Sabbath
finish
day.
With it. The Sabbath day, that's when we come and worship the Lord. Because that's the day that God give us 6 days of rest, 7 days is the Sabbath day. Mm-hmm. Come on.
6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work.
Uh-huh.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God.
Mm-hmm.
In it thou shalt not do any work. Nor thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates.
So, man, why we do Sunday? Who giving us a Sunday? Something wrong here. God give us a Sabbath, but the white man give us the Sunday. Because in captivity, that's what happened. They give us Sunday as the day of our rest. But God is giving us Friday dark to Saturday dark. It's the Sabbath of the Israelite.
And
brothers and sisters, you are the Israelite. We have to repent, turn back to God. You understand? So he can save us from our oppressor, which is the British, which is the Spain and the rest of the Europeans. And those are our oppressors.
And I'm speaking to Deacon, pronounce your last name again.
Deacon Labaka.
Yes, from Israel United in Christ. And I enjoyed the conversation. I'll definitely invite you back so we can hash this out some more again. Have a wonderful day. This is Guardian Radio on the AM with C.A. Nuri.
Thank you so much, sir, for having us.
Yeah. See, that time went so fast. No.